This week, we at the Texas Standard are taking some time to try to examine what issues might influence what Texans do at the polls this year, specifically what voters are thinking now versus back in 2016. Today, we're homing in on health care. Texas continues to opt out of the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, a joint state and federally funded health care program for low-income and disabled Americans. There's also the issue of rural hospital closures and addressing the state's high maternal mortality rate, among other things. This is a big topic, but here to help us break things down is the University of Texas at Arlington's Chair of Political Science, Rebecca Dean. Professor Dean, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
It seems like healthcare has been a major campaign talking point going all the way back to, I guess, the 2008 election season, really, at least. Where do you think it ranks, though, when it compares to other issues that Texans are juggling right now?
I think it's got to be at the top of the list, not only in terms of folks who don't have coverage, but even the folks who do, the cost of healthcare.
Well, let's begin with the state's decision not to adopt Medicaid expansion. Texas is one of the few states not to do that. What influence do you think that might have on the state's electorate in 2020?
So if we're talking about the Democratic primary, I think it energizes a lot of those voters. Democrats across the country are very frustrated with Republican legislatures that opted out of the Medicaid expansion. And I think that that's one of the things that energizes Texas Democrats. I think that you see that in terms of Senator Sanders' lead over the rest of the field in Texas. And I think that that's in large part due to his focus on health care.
Do you think that this is an issue that just Republicans don't have an interest in?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's a matter of how you think about the issue, how you frame the issue. So for Republicans, they see it as problematic in two ways. One, that it's an expansion of government programs about which they're very skeptical. And two, they come back to cost and they worry about leading into an unfunded mandate. So the federal government says, yes, we will pay these subsidies, we will help states out. But what happens when that money dries out? The states then will be on the hook for it.
Here's the thing. This issue has been around with us for some time now. So I'm wondering, is it higher on the agenda? And if so, for what reason?
So I think it's not so much that it's higher on the agenda. It's been around since Senator Obama ran in 2008. Mm-hmm. I think what's changed is that the conversation around solutions has shifted more toward the left. So when President Obama was talking about change in the healthcare system, there was no way in the world he could go to a single payer. That just was a non-starter in the Senate. And if you look at, with the exception of sort of the moderate lane, if you look at Senators Sanders and Warren, mm-hmm. Both of them are talking about versions of single payer. Senator Sanders thinks we can get there in one fell swoop. Senator Warren wants to do it incrementally, but both would have that by the end of their first term. So it's not so much, I think, that the priority has changed, but that the range of acceptable options that people are even willing to talk about and become part of the public discussion and public discourse, I think that's expanded.
President Trump hasn't been entirely absent from this debate over health care. I mean, he has talked about doing things to rein in prescription drug prices, for example. What I'm curious about is whether or not come November, how this might actually shake out, if this is purely a Democratic issue, or if, in fact, we might see healthcare policies become a major point in those final rounds of debates between Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, I think you will, especially if either Senator Sanders or Senator Warren becomes the nominee. That puts healthcare front and center. And the president has made lowering the cost of healthcare something that he returns to over and over in his campaigning. And I would expect that to continue into the general election.
Rebecca Dean is chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Texas at Arlington. Professor, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
You're so very welcome.